This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Phoebe Judge and Lauren Spohr are the creators of the podcast Criminal. And when they launched it 4 years ago, they had no idea it would become the success that it has. Well, they figured it'd be good, but mostly they just wanted to tell stories in a way that appealed to them. Apparently, their storytelling appealed to loads of other people as well. Criminal has been ranked on many of the best of lists, including The Atlantic, Wired, and Rolling Stone. And now they've unveiled a new project. It's called This Is Love. And in the studio, the host and co-creator of Criminal and This Is Love, Phoebe Judge. Welcome back. Good to have you, Phoebe.
Thank you.
And your, I guess, partner in crime or partner in criminal, Lauren Spohr. Welcome back. Good to have you as well.
Thank you.
Phoebe, what's behind This Is Love?
Well, you know, when we started Criminal 4 years ago, we thought that crime was a great idea for a podcast. This was a year before Serial, and there weren't many crime shows out there at all. We like to make a joke that, you know, people who listen to public radio watch Law and Order, even if they don't want to admit it. And so why not try crime? But we aren't as interested in crime as we are a million other subjects. And so I think after 4 years, we thought to ourselves, let's try to stretch our wings a bit. Let's challenge ourselves on taking on a brand new topic. And if you were going to pick one other thing besides crime, well, it would be love.
And really, Lauren? Love? Why love? Tell me why love.
I mean, when we started Criminal, I remember we talked a lot about the crime we were seeing. This was before Serial. There weren't really any crime podcasts at all. I feel like there was a real stigma between public radio and crime. And I remember we said, like, we can do better than Nancy Grace. Like, we don't have to do something sensational. And with love, I think we thought we can do better than, like, You've Got Mail. You know, like, we can come up with...
Wait a minute. I'm not sure you'll ever top that one. No, I hear you. So what do you mean by that? So we can do better than that. But what does that mean? In other words, you have to have some working concept of love, I assume.
Yeah, that maybe goes beyond people's first thought, right? Their, like, first association of, like, boy meets girl or... that sort of, you know, we were like, what about family love? What about like the sort of strange love of the ocean, things like that? Really looking at sort of a broader reading of it and then looking at that through these really particular stories.
And how did you come up with a definition or some broader sense in your own mind what would and would not qualify, Phoebe?
The only qualification was that it wasn't the standard boy meets girl, sappy romance. Sorry, that was my only qualification. I mean, I think that just in the sense of what we did with the word crime and criminal and really taking a broad approach to these stories and hopefully surprising people by sometimes what goes under the banner of criminal, we wanted to do that with love and just explore all the different ways in which, and we are no experts in love at all, but in the same way we're no experts in crime. We're just human beings. And so, again, trying to think about the human experience. And also, we thought it was an awfully good time to put out a show that made people feel good and gave them some hope. And that's been the greatest joy of this whole thing, is seeing the response of people who these stories have touched in some way.
Well, let's talk about some of those stories now. This Is Love is the new podcast. Phoebe Judge and Lauren Spohr, the producers, and the series does feature stories from all over the country. One that stood out, I think, in our mind was one that has a local connection, episode 4, 8,000 Miles. It's about the owners of Bitamanda Restaurant. It's a Laotian restaurant in Raleigh. Tell us a little bit about the story. Lauren, let me ask you, give us some background on this story.
I think, Phoebe, did you meet Van at a party? Is that how that one came? I mean, we find our favorite stories that way, just sort of chit-chatting with people. And Van has a beautiful story about moving to the United States and feeling really isolated and then sort of very slowly and with a lot of difficulty finding his way into something that he loved to do.
And Phoebe, you talked with him about, first of all, the fact that they had some sense, in fact, it was their parents who really wanted a better life for them. He had some sense of what America was, but it might be what anybody who's not from here knows about America. And he ends up in Greensboro. And so you talked to him about that. Clearly not what he had expected, right?
No, being just kind of dropped down in Greensboro. I mean, this is a guy who had seen Titanic and had, you know, pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge, but Greensboro is a far way from San Francisco. And it was just, he was there and he was alone and he had to find community. The interesting thing is, he never knew when he would see his parents again because of visa issues. And so that was the big question. I've left this place, and my parents have put me here, not knowing when they're going to see me again, but knowing they have to do it for my future.
eventually he gets they do send his sister, and he now has someone to care for. And on the one hand, great to see somebody from home, but then, and I think this is certainly an element of love in the story, his sense of responsibility for her. Let's listen to this clip.
I remember life completely changed when she arrived. All of a sudden, I wasn't just navigating the world by myself, being lonely. I remember we would go to school, and we ride the bus, and we would be separated and have our own classes and all of that. And I would always get to the bus before her, and looking into the crowd of students, you know, my heart beat so fast, just imagining that what if she was lost, or what if she never arrived at the bus, because I was all that she had, and she was all that I had.
It's Van Nolinta, who is speaking in the podcast series, in fact, episode 4, This Is Love, a clip from that podcast. I'm talking with the creators of Also Criminal, Phoebe Judge and Lawrence Bohr, who are branching out now. They're going to both appear at Radiotopia Live. It's at the Carolina Theater in Durham on Tuesday. And, of course, that's at our website, stateofthings.org. Phoebe, when did you know? You talked about meeting Van at a party. When did you know you had a story here? What did he tell you?
Well, he just told me that story about not actually knowing when he might see his parents again, and his parents not knowing when they would see him again, but still doing that, still making that sacrifice for what they hoped would be a better future. And then knowing what he's done with his sister, creating a restaurant which is, you know, James Beard nominee and one of the best restaurants in the state, and the fact that he named it after his mother and father. Beatamonda means mother, father. I just thought this is perfect. It couldn't be. And I went back to Lauren and Nadia Wilson, who produce the show. And I said, listen, I know we're looking at these other type of stories. I think I found one. And both of these women heard it, the story, and said, yeah, that'll fit. So I think that it's just, you know now. I mean, we've done 90 episodes of Criminal. And I think at this point, we both worked in public radio for a long time at WUNC before we started these podcasts. So I think there was something, there's a sense that we just know, I think this might be right.
One of the elements that comes through, at least in the examples we're going to talk about today, is sacrifice. That seems essential to love at some point, the idea that it's not about my feeling for you. That's the, you know, you've got male story. It's about the willingness to let go of a part of yourself in order to become part of the other. And that, I think, is told in one of the most unusual stories in This Is Love. And it has to do with a long-distance swimmer. Lauren, set that story up for us.
Yeah, Lynn Cox she's been swimming long distance since she was very young. And she went out very, very early. She got alone in the dark to swim in the Pacific Ocean as part of her training. And she wore a yellow swim cap, and she was out there. And then she saw this fisherman sort of waving to her from the end of a pier and saying, you can't come in. There's a baby whale following you. So she stayed in the water for hours because she was scared that the whale would follow her to shore and run aground and die.
And eventually she actually turned out to reunite hopefully reunite the baby with the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's her description of, and again, and not knowing, I guess that was a big element in Van's story too. The thing about love is you don't know, and the willingness to sacrifice. Here she is before she realizes what's happening.
I started swimming, and I felt the water hollowing out around me and felt like something really big was swimming below. Like, what is this below me? Usually water doesn't feel hollow. Water always feels fluid and always wraps around you and always makes you feel buoyant. It's there. But to have something underneath you, it's sort of pulling you down. It's the slipstream that you're getting caught into. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is it a seal? And I'm like, no, it's too big for a seal. It's like, okay, is it a dolphin? No, it's not a dolphin. And then I thought, oh my God, could it be a shark? You know, when you do these long swims and you do them at night, you have to keep your mind under control because if you freak out, then you're out of a swim. So I kept talking to myself and saying, okay, you're not sure what it is, just move closer to shore. I swam closer to shore, but this thing kept swimming around near me. The water kept getting hollowed out, meaning I could feel something underneath pulling me forward. And so I swam closer to shore and then thought about getting out of the water, but I convinced myself to keep going.
That's a clip from the podcast This Is Love from the creators of Criminal, Phoebe Judge and Lauren Spohr. Both are appearing at Radiotopia Live, an event at Carolina Theater in Durham on Tuesday, May 8th. We've got the information at our website, stateofthings.org. Phoebe, I'm going to embarrass you now and tell you that what is the wonderful quality about Criminal and now this is the literary depth that you bring to what might sound like just a sort of a sensational story. The notion of being alone and being swept under by the water. She's telling this story by herself. It's not, there's not editors and writers working on this. But the literary depth that you feel about the notion of love, the way that you're swept under and swimming alone, for goodness sake, do you wait for, how do you evoke that in people? Or is that, are you just lucky, Phoebe?
No, I don't think I'm lucky at all. I just think that people's stories are much more interesting than mine. And for Lynn Cox, Lauren and I actually went to California. We spent the morning before that interview happened swimming with her in the dark, in the same place that she swam when that baby whale found her. And so we had started the morning with me literally almost drowning next to this long-distance woman, her trying to teach me how to swim. Mm-hmm. And then we went to her house and we sat. And the greatest thing... we always say the best episode of any of Criminal or Love is the one where you don't need to hear me because I don't have to ask any questions because their story is so good and they can just tell us. And we knew that. We knew when we sat down with Lynn Cox that there was no need for anybody to be leading this interview because she could do it herself. And I was so happy to tell her. I love that episode so much. I've loved that story for a long time.
Yeah. So, Phoebe, you've more or less at least not put your finger on it, but you've circled the answer, which is that you have to have an ear for this kind of thing. People's stories generally are not interesting. You've been to enough parties and you know that most people don't tell. So the fact that you pick them and that you create a literary as well as an emotional experience, an intellectual, means you've got an ear for this. And so I'm wondering, Lauren, I'm going to ask you, Criminal, the topics are very different, but storytelling has to be good. Now you've got a very, is there any correlation between these two when you're listening for the story that's actually going to work?
I mean, I think we bring the same rigor to it, and we do try to do that gut check with ourselves. Is this interesting, or do we just think this should be interesting? Yeah. But I think the big difference between the two shows to me is the Criminal episodes really do have tighter plots, if that makes sense. You know, the stakes are sort of implied. And with the love stories, they're looser. There's more of a softness to it, and it felt really good for us to be able to just sort of like slow down and let a story unfold really gently. And I feel like the quality of the people's speaking voices gets to me a lot more in the love episode somehow. So I just think of it maybe as a slowed down take.
Well, that's interesting because that could also be scary. If you're used to a certain pace and a certain dynamic in the storytelling, you might think, oh, my God, where's the hook in this one? Did that happen to you early on in this, Phoebe?
Yeah, I think that we also found that most of the interviews we do for Criminal are about 45 minutes to an hour. And we were doing these interviews for Love, and it was an hour and a half, or an hour and 45 minutes. And no one was saying in the booth, Lauren and Nadia weren't saying, stop it, you know, too long. Everyone was just kind of entranced by these people's stories. And so I think that we're letting things just be a little bit more in Love, and we're letting the conversation happen, and we're not breaking in all the time to give you more information like we have to do in Criminal. In 1979, this law was passed, and the stories just are kind of telling themselves.
Well, I want to tell one more that is a little bit more conventional as love stories go. This is the story of David Alexander about that day in the early 70s when he decided to go for a run in Central Park.
And there I saw Jesse sitting on a blanket a Wednesday afternoon in the spring. And she had the Times Sunday to Arts and Leisure section, bottle of water, a sketch pad, and she had a men's hat with a ribbon tipped to one side. And I said, perfect. May I leave my keys here while I go for a run? Sure, she said. And so I was gone for 15 minutes and came back. And we had a natural conversation. And I sat down. And then some time went by and I offered her a ride home, and which she accepted. It was a different time in New York then.
That's a clip from the podcast This Is Love, from the creators of The Criminal Podcast, Phoebe Judge and Lauren Spohr. They're going to appear at Radiotopia Live. It's an event at the Carolina Theater in Durham on Tuesday, May 8th, and we're talking about it today on The State of Things. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a little more conventional story, Lauren, eh?
It does. It starts out with sort of boy meets girl. This is our first episode. Then we meet Julianne Alexander and Jodie Alexander, David's daughters, and then the three of them sort of tell this love story together as a family. And it is sad in parts, but it is one of my favorites because I think that the way that these people communicate with each other and the way that they joke together and the way, I mean, just how clearly they love each other and how funny they are about it, to me was unlike, I've been working in public radio for a very long time, and there was just some, like, a sincerity to the way that they talk to each other and about each other that I thought was really unique, and I was excited to start the show that way.
You're going to continue with Criminal. This doesn't mean the end of Criminal, right?
No, Criminal stays.
Yeah, but you're doing both at once. How do you do that?
It's a good question. I think we're very the love stories have kind of given us extra energy to do Criminal and vice versa. I think that love has made Criminal better. And now that the love season one is done, we'll come back in the fall. We're thinking about all the things we learned in these love stories. Let people talk. Don't worry about explaining so much. Let people feel happy. Let people, you know, the greatest things, people have kept writing to us and saying, I can't listen to these stories anymore on the subway because I cry before I go to work. I don't know if they know why they're crying. I don't think they're crying because they're sad. I think these stories are, I hope, invoking this. We're all in it together. Mm-hmm. We're just doing the best we can. And that's all we wanted in kind of creating this show, to just say everyone's just getting through, you know, and there are ups and downs, but we persevere. And so I think love, I'm so happy we did love, and I'm so happy to come back with love. We've already started working on some stories for the second season because people have just been writing in to us these wonderful stories that have come by people listening to the episode.
Are you getting more response than you had from Criminal or different kinds of response?
So hard to say. I mean, at the very beginning of Criminal, there no one knew what a podcast was. You know, we had 50 listeners and right. Everyone was like, why are you wasting your time on this thing? You know, yeah. And today everyone knows what a podcast is. So it's, I mean, yeah, five episodes into Criminal, we had a lot less response than we did five episodes into Love. But I think it's just that the world's changed around us.
Well, and it sounds like it's more intense and personal, too. It's probably a little less like, oh, you got to check out this one. There was this guy who, you know, found a treasure under the tree and check it out. And this sounds like it might be more personal and intense. I don't know.
Everyone wants us to do their parents. So please, you have to speak to my parents, which is sweet. It's like a sweet tribute.
Hey, just briefly, before I let you go, Radiotopia Live, May 8th. What is that? What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to be there with some of the other shows in Radiotopia, some of our favorite podcasts, 99% Invisible, and we're going to do these stories live. But it's not just Criminal, so you get to see a wide variety of podcasts, and it's a ton of fun, and we're really excited about it.
Cool stuff. So great to have you on the show. Phoebe Judge, host of Criminal and This Is Love, a podcast she co-created with Lauren Spohr. Both of you on the program now, and thank you both for being here.
Oh, thank you.
They're going to be appearing at Radiotopia Live, an event featuring podcasts from the Radiotopia Network. It's going to be at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Tuesday, May 8th, the information at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, the author of The Girls of Atomic City shares how a trip to Asheville turned her on to the big story of the Biltmore. We'll talk about that on The State of Things. Stay tuned.